हाँ, that is also doubtful. कोई रैदास कहता है, कोई ये कहता है. But anyway, we know at least Jiv Goswami was his instructing spirit because he instructed, and that's a fact. उस समय भी लोग उल्टी बातें करते हैं. People say अलग रहा.
Yeah.
हाँ, right?
Yes, I heard that.
You heard that. They say Meera wanted to have darshan of the sannyasi.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. And the sannyasi, they say that, well, he doesn't see a woman's face.
Yeah,
so
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also doesn't see the face of.
That's another. Okay, but people say, look what Meera said. She retorted. Oh, I was knowing only Krishna to be the supreme Purusha. And who is this another competitive Purusha?
Yeah.
He has that tendency.
But that is foolish.
Yeah,
huh? Where was the opportunity for Jiva Goswami to take the role of our spiritual master? It was there. And therefore, he was able to convince, and then she totally turned entire concentration on chanting the Holy Name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Ram. There was nothing parallel other than this particular thing that she ever wrote afterwards. Neither we know in chronology whether she wrote anything. People just make a collection of different poems that she wrote, but you don't see any chronology. Right? And this is on the later part of her life. After Vrindavan, they said they left, she left Vrindavan and went to Dwarka and just became, you know, absorbed in Lord Krishna's form, the Gopal form. So, where is the opportunity? People do not understand what's her spiritual development. Of course, she had a kind of material rebelliousness because they wanted to get her married and she said, forget it. You know? Even though she was married forcefully to Rana, you know, they were going after the prestige of the Kul, means the dynasty, and if she became the devotee, then the prestige of dynasty will go down. There was no way to preach them. There were no preachers. She could have preached them. But no, she was in a weakly woman body, they say. So she chose to get out of the house. And, she got out of the house. But the prestige is dead for the family. Better Rana send her something poisonous to drink and kill herself. Wow. They could have killed right in front of them. Why do we have to send something? So, if somebody is going out of the house and there is a problem in the house, they would have killed her because they are all coming from Kshatriya family. You know? If that is the thing. But no. How to make something more dramatic and more, you know, out of imagination? They constructed the character of Meera. Than the actual. That's why we do not see any references in any authentic history. It is hardly 400 years. While if you see Chaitanya Charitamrita, everything is written on the basis of the diary and personal experience of the Jiva. Even during that time, Narasimha Mehta's birthday was not being able to be resolved. So I have read, you know, a paper treatising, you know, on the basis of the diary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that his servant kept when he visited Junagadh, where Narasimha was residing. So the idea is that, you know, you are the reader, the research department would not go without reference to context, is it not? But in the sentimental aspect, they don't care. You know? So that is an anomaly. And people create Andhashraddha, the blind faith, just taking it for granted, make a national hero, a national devotee. What is national? Because something that is one of the most prestigious things. Baba, learn the devotion. It is available to you. Don't try to imitate from blindly somebody. It's so much controversial if you start examining, you know. Therefore, we have to go through the glorified eyes of the Shastras to really verify the can be obtained or not. So, Mataji, Parvare, Chalo, Avicha. The other stanza. The other stanza was Pitambar ko bhava dikhare. Kopin katikase. Instead of wearing Pitambar, he is wearing Kopin. Kopin katikase. Gaur Krishna Kidasi Virasana Krishna. She is considering herself now a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He said this, but you must take an assumption.
That's it. Pitambar ko bhavati kare nati ko pina because they had high influence. Because after all, they were all converts. And the Braj culture was pre-existing before the conversion. And they didn't want to be. Even today, the Muslims, the converted Muslims there, they call a Hindu priest to perform some ritualistic ceremony for their marriages. Hindu priest. Perform their ritualistic ceremony.
Go for it.
Because they are allowed to go for it. That's very astonishing that they want to retain the culture. They come on every holy tide, you know, days in the march. They come and chant Rasiya along with the other sadhus. Sanatan Goswami is, you know, Sanatan Goswami is Madan Mohan. had Muslim devotees. And they were persecuted not to allow them to enter. But he said, no, I will give up my life, I wouldn't go from the temple. So he was sitting outside, you know, and one time really some devotees saw that he's talking to Madan Mohan. And he's getting responses from Madan Mohan. So they still celebrate this Rasa Lilas of Kali Khan. Rasa Khan, Kali Khan. Is that, you know, some exalted names there?
Is that Rasa Khan who sings Hari Maito Priyana Bhivani or this Mira?
It's
Mira. Yes, Mira.
Rasa Khan's bhavas were different. But another, this is the influence of your devotional service, that anybody's heart can melt, you know, and want to glorify the Supreme Lord, you know. Yes, Prabhupada ki jai.
Is Professor right, or do you prefer the loose pieces of paper?
Eh?
The loose pieces of paper better for you?
Hey, it will slip off.
This is right.
Now, I'll just sit with this lamp and then I'll embrace it. This is the only way. And it slips off too. Okay, this is a new bhajan I'm trying. All right? सुंदर मोर मन किशो सुंदर
Sundar Mohan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
come to me, O dark camel, O delighter of my heart. The desire of my heart is to worship you intimately. In this hope and I humbly bow down unto your lotus feet. O love of my eyes, please take me with you. While I am suffering in your separation, the melody of our impending meeting is the only thing that gives me any happiness. O monarch of my life, why do you remain silent and never speak to me? Tears are flowing from my eyes, and nothing in this world gives me any satisfaction. How much longer must I continue living in this condition? You are making me weep and cry out for you. Oh darling, dear darling love, if I cannot attain you in this lifetime, then I shall just give up and surrender myself unto death. This is a very nice bhajan, and the melody has been very popular, but nobody sings this bhajan.
Next is Dole Dole Guruchan.
Hey, boy.
I love that.
Yeah, this one is same as given in Kerala. And then
it's page 27,
madam. Oh,
yeah. I'm going to sell the Gurudev series, plan it, and then collect the donation for Fiji project.
You are very enthusiastic.
Yes. Dole dole Gaura Chand Hari
Thank you.
To and fro and singing the glories of Lord Hari. The creepers adorning the trees of Vrindavan are overwhelmed with ecstatic love and they are speaking about the glories of Lord Hari. Flocks of birds who live in the groves are singing the name of Lord Hari. Lord Gaura says, Hari Hari, a female parrot responds, Hari Hari, and then all the male and female parrots start singing a loud chorus of the name of Hari. Becoming intoxicated by the holy name, the deer comes forward out of the forest. The peacocks and peahens are dancing and frolicking in ecstatic love. Lord Hari is in his heart. Lord Hari is in his meditation. And he always chants the names of Lord Hari with his voice. Gaura Chand is intoxicated by ecstatic mellows and rolls around on the ground while singing and singing Harinam. Arriving on the banks of Yamuna River, he dances wildly and while chanting Hari, Hari. Mother Yamuna becomes so ecstatic that she arises and comes forward to wash Lord Gauranga's feet.
Jaya Jaya Jagannathan Sachirananda. Oh. but dolak tabla, no. This is, and he can sing along. I heard him singing.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to all, glory to the son of Jagannath, Mishra and Sachidevi. All the three worlds offer prayers unto his lotus feet. In Nilachal he holds conch shell, disc, club and lotus flower, while in the town of Nadia he holds a sannyasi staff and waterfall. It is said that in olden times, as Lord Ramchandra, he killed even Rao. Then later, Lord Krishna, he revealed the splendors of the pastimes of Goloka. Now he has come again as Lord Gauranga, the fair-skinned incarnation, endowed with the ecstatic mood of Sri Radha, and has spread widely the chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna. Vasudev Ghosh says with folded hands, he who is Gaura is he who is Krishna, is he who is Jagannath.
Okay, page 61.
Wow.
Krishna Prema Hari Radha.
How many you have?
We have another 2 years.
Huh?
Yeah. Vasudev was keen to have another couple.
Oh, God. Krishna Prema Hari Radha?
Yes.
Huh? Okay, this is all for the first time. Let me have some drink. I'm belching with anything.
Yes. Gambling.
Yeah.
He plays better than me. He's good player.
Krishna prema mai radha,
Krishna prema mai radha,
radha prema mai hari,
radha prema mai hari,
jivane nidane radha krishna gatir mama.
Radha Krishna Hari Mama.
Thank you.
Narada Muni Bajaye Vinarati Thank you. The holy name of Radhika Raman descends and immediately appears amongst the kirtan of Lord's devotees. Like a monsoon cloud, the holy name showers pure nectar into their ears. All the devotees, due to great ecstasy, enthusiastically dance into their heart's content. All the inhabitants of the universe become maddened upon entering this intoxicating showers of divine sweetness. Some people cry, some dance, and others become fully intoxicated within their minds. The five-faced Lord Shiva embraces Narad Muni and immediately makes loud shrieks of ecstatic joy, while Lord Brahma dances very ecstatically and claims, "All of you chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol." In supreme happiness, the thousand-faced Ananta Shesha sings and calls out Hari Hari. By the influence of transcendental vibration of that name, the whole universe becomes ecstatically melted as everyone tastes and relishes the members of the holy name. The holy name of Sri Krishna has fulfilled all my desires, and thus by manifesting on everyone's tongue, Bhakti Vinod, the humble servant of the Lord, therefore prays at the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami that the chanting of Harinam may always continue in this way.
Yay.
This is the desire, and Srila Prabhupada is continuing chanting.
Lord
Shiva has five heads.
Panchamukhi
Mahadev.
But we can't see that in the pictures.
Well, everything, you can't see it in Virat Rupa.
No, I have to say in the pictures.
Yeah, but the pictures are there. But yeah. Because
we don't have, we have
originally, even Lord Brahma had five heads. You know that?
Yeah.
But Lord Shiva being the direct transformation of the Lord, and Brahma is the first Jiva.
Yeah.
You know, he said, this not should be equal to me. So,
okay.
Shiva sent the trident and chop off one Brahma there. So he became forehead. You know? So Brahma went to complain. Oh, my dear Lord, Sri Krishna, look at this injustice. In the material world, there is always injustice. It started from Brahma and Shiva. And Lord Brahma and Shiva. You know? So Krishna said, okay, I'll do one thing. I have to justify. After all, I'm the maintainer. Something has to be maintained. Alright? So what we'll do, you divide this head into two provinces and you offer to your choice demigods and let them have it. And so you'll be free from the trouble. You won't have enmity between two of you. Alright? So we'll pass on to somebody. This is a clever idea of Lord Sri Krishna. But it says, where the and jealousy will be continued, my dear Lord. He said, don't worry. Because I'm appearing in every millennium. I will do one thing. In one millennium, I will favor the promise to one demigod and disfavor the other. But in the next millennium when I will come, I will favor to the other one who was unfavored in the first millennium and disfavor the first. So in this way I will keep the balance. And they both agree. You know, that Lord is impartial. But he may take some time. You know? You know? So he said, It says that the laws of material nature, they grind very fine. You know, they grind very fine. Nobody can come out from the clutches because they are representative of the Supreme Lord. And always justice will be served, if not here, but somewhere else. So be aware of your karmas. So when Krishna appeared in Dwapar Yuga, you know, he has to favor one and disfavor other. So when Kunti was bestowed with benedictions from Durvasa Muni, that I know you will need to invoke these mantras because you do have sons but not with your husband. You know? So in her youth, Kunti was very curious, so she, out of playful nature, you know, she tried to use one mantra just to test whether it works or not. So she invoked Sun God, you know? And Sun God came and said, "What can I serve you now? I'm here. I must give you something." So Sun gave her karma, you know, the first son. And Kunti was thinking, "Oh my God, what did I ask? I'm still unmarried and people will say that I have a son. Better let me give it to Mother, the Ganges, so she will take care." So she floats it, and put the baby afloat. And Karna was raised by a fisherman. So right from the very birth, he is facing injustice, all right? And when she got married with Pandu, and Pandu has problems, you know, can't beget, you know, because if he begets, he will die soon. So whether the child is produced or not, that is another thing. But Pandu says, "No, you are my dear wife. I don't want to die myself. So can you invoke those mantras, Durvasa Muni, and produce 5 children?" You know? So she called out Yamaraj, and Yudhishthir was born because called Indra, Arjun was produced from him. And then she thought, okay, why? But then she thought of her, the co-wife, you know, Madri was there. So she gave the remaining 2 boons to her. So Ashwini Kumar's twins were produced to her. You know, so in this way, 5 children were produced. But then Pandu was living happily, but out of passion, you know, somehow or another, he takes Madri and is overpowered by the passion, and he dies there. You know, so now Madri said, "Oh, my husband has died." So she hands over both the sons of her, Nakul and Sahadev, to Kunti. Alright? He said, you are the one to give me the mantra, but you are my sister anyway. Please keep this, and I'm going with our husband." So it will be a very balanced, you know, act of piety. So in this way, she also committed, you know, sati. And in this way, you know, the prowess of Indra was favored. That's Arjun was favored by Krishna. You know. And the prowess of Surya, Karna, even though it is own brother, Kunti's own son. So Kunti was in a very great dilemma. She is, you know, cursing her fate like anything, even though she is pious and, you know, she got so much benediction and this and that. So you can see, nobody in the material world can be happy, mm-hmm. and always there will be justification by the laws of karma. You know, so one has to suffer unsurmountable things. But Kunti knew that Krishna is a supreme controller, supreme master. You know, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. She knew, even though she was related to her as her aunt, but his aunt, but you know. She was fed up with dual relationship, both with both the dynasties of Krishna's side and her husband's side. I said, please break my ties with them. She was the most liberated woman. Kunti. Read teachings of Queen Kunti. Very important. If one wants to really liberate them, then she is the most ideal person. So this is Mahadev's story, you know, Mahadev's prowess, that he cut off one head of Brahma, so Brahma became four-headed, and he had to satisfy. He thinks apparently there is injustice, but there is always justification. So somehow or another, not this way, according to our desire, justification is available. Always the laws of karma, they grind very fine. Not coarse, not superficial justice, or this court justice, or this justice. Social justice doesn't come near to the justice of the Mother Nature. You know? Yeah, so we have to be very, very conversant with the laws of nature, under whose supervision this Mother Nature works, that we should know. Maya jakshena prakriti suryati sacharacharam hetunanena avde jagat viparivartate. Under my supervision, the whole material universe is acting, but through the agency of three modes. And the modes are actually overpowering us. These modes must be controlled by the transcendental modes of holy name. This is the only process given. Other processes are fake, not functioning, and not applicable to this age. They were meritorious only in their age. You know? There are three processes recommended for purification. Austerity, then sacrifice, and charity. These three acts are purifying, but they don't work in this Kali Yuga. Only the holy name. And to take the holy name is also austere. Is it not? Is it easy to take the holy name? You have to go against your desires or whatever your body tells you. Now you have to grind against. You know, it's not so, it will become a really austere thing and purifying. The result which is achieved by physical austerity in Satya Yoga is now available through the holy name. Even though it is easy to take up, but it's an austere process. You have to fix your rounds, chant 16 rounds, and to come to that state, become austere. So that is equivalent to the austerity of the Satya Yoga, or the first age, first millennium. Right? If we chant regularly on the beads, it's called japa yagya. Yagyanam japa yagyasmi. Sacrifice was the means of purification in Treta Yuga. Right? At that time also, the 10,000 years of lifespan was there. And they have to be very, very strict in rituals and required practices of fire sacrifice. That was the means of salvation. Right? In Kali Yuga, who can do the sacrifice? But Krishna says, I have invested myself in my holy name through the regulated process of japa. Chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds minimum. It's a yagya. Japa yagya. Yagya means sacrifice. You are trying to sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord. This is your service to the Lord. Just vibrate the holy name. Because you don't have money. You don't have anything to sacrifice. You can't sacrifice your life even. If you become successful, or if you want to become successful in this life, then four things are needed. You sacrifice your life for the sake of the Lord. If it is not possible for you, then give your money, hard-earned money, and sacrifice as charity. Alright? In service of the Lord and nobody else's. If you don't have money, then give your intelligence. If you are knowledgeable about the Krishna Tattva, you know, impart this knowledge to others. Give your intelligence to others. Infuse them, inspiration for them to chant Hare Krishna. You don't have money, you can't sacrifice your life for Lord? Okay, give your intelligence as a service to God. If you are dumb, idiot, don't have intelligence, okay, chant the holy name. Vacha, give your vibrations of the holy name as a service to God. So chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama.
So all the purposes of this austerity, sacrifice and charity, yeah, served by chanting. So this is easy. One and then three in one. Three in one. You know? If one does not chant the holy name of the Lord, he is not human. He is not said to be. So, even Prabhupada said, Christians are Vaishnavas. At least they believe. And the Father, you know, that it is their relationship that everybody wants to indoctrinate in the relationship of paternal service. But at the same time, you know, they chant on the rosary, right? Something related to the Father. It may not be a direct service to the Father, but through his agencies, like that. So, that's all. But, if they want to look into the love aspect, right now they are asking for bread, right? But other times they want to ask the greatness and appreciate his greatness. As far as material world is concerned, his position as a controller, the super omniscient, omnipresent and omnipotent Lord, these are his opulences in the material manifestations. But if they want the love of Godhead, then better call out his intimate names which denote loving affairs. So, at certain stage, the development is there. Jesus wanted to tell so many things that he says that you are not ready. He says that. So, I think. Have you seen that Lost Years of Jesus Christ?
Last Supper.
Last Supper.
The period of 12 years.
Mother, you have that book.
Yeah.
You have that?
Till 30 years, isn't it? Till 30 years.
Yeah, something like 28 years or something. Mm-hmm. I have the gap of that. And there are reports in India.
That he was in India studying.
Jagannath Puri is there.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. I just saw that book.
Yes, he went to Jagannath's temple. The thing is that he was in India and he learned philosophy.
Last time.
Yeah,
we can ask them and then we can.
It's on the Bible, it's on Maharaj's side.
Then we can go into the